Hot 1027 Business with Nzinga.
A very good evening and welcome to Hot Business on this Monday, the 31st of October, 2022. My name is Nzinga Kunta and I'm so happy to be with you this evening discussing all things money and how they affect our pocket, especially during this time of price increases and power cuts. Now, October is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Mental State of the World reports that South Africans are doing really badly on that front. Of course, that bleeds into every aspect of our lives, especially work. Tonight, we'll hear how bad the problem can get and solutions on coping with mental health in the office as a manager and employee. Later on Money Mondays, Esther Mokombo, who's the founder of Head Post Investment, will talk to us more about investments, personal finance, ETFs, and when the best time to invest is. The answer might surprise you. On our property feature, we speak to Nikki Mbengashe, who's the Group Chief Operating Officer of the Uber Group, on bond trends for the third quarter, one of them being that the average house sold costs around 1.4 million rand, and why she says it's a good time to invest in housing. We'll end the show, as usual, with a look at the markets. Carmen Mbelwane, who's a portfolio manager at APSA Asset Management, will break down what's moving the markets locally and internationally. For now, though, Peter Leyburn, the founder of transformational leadership company Lead with Humanity and the author of a new book called Leading with Humanity, joins me for Hot Topic to talk mental health in the workplace. Peter, very good evening to you. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business. Just talk to me about some of the challenges that people face in a working environment and what brings these about.
Good evening, Mzinga, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you. The challenges that we find in the workplace is bullying, over-demanding management, as your intro alluded to. Mm. And so there's increased pressure for demand, for production, for performance. However, these times also breed a lot of uncertainty, and we as creatures of habit, by and large, love certainty. And so we find with increased uncertainty, with more demand, lack of autonomy, seems that we are not building the trust between employee and management, and an increasing lack of fairness or perceived unfairness in the work environment are all contributing to an increasingly stressful environment. Mm. Things that don't enhance the performance of team members. On the other extreme, if there's a lack of interest, or people are just disregarded in work and just viewed as objects of labor, we get boredom setting in, which is also a source of stress as well, mm. where we just feel we're not valued and have no purpose.
Peter, you've touched on it now, but what's the potential harm of a toxic environment that you've described on various workers and their personalities? You can just expand on that.
Well, if you look at that behavior, what it does to the human brain, and particularly the prefrontal cortex, is where our kind of logical or executive thinking takes place. This shuts down if we feel under stress or anxious or disengaged, and all creativity and rational thinking is impaired. So we immediately are reducing the ability of our teams to be at their best. This also leads to disengagement. It leads to stress, anxiety, illness, which potentially leads to absenteeism and ultimately leads to a higher turnover.
Yeah, so then what's the impact on the bottom line of a business? What happens when an employee is resentful, anxious, stressed, like you've spoken about?
Well, in simple fact, you're going to get a lack of productivity or a decline in productivity, which either could be measured in terms of output and what people are supposed to deliver, or in cost overruns, or in shoddy work performance, all of which are suboptimal for the performance of a business, and ultimately high turnover, and turnover is very costly, as we know.
Yeah,
it's interesting, if you look at the Gallup research that's done globally, it's not just in South Africa, it suggests, and this is done annually, and we've been tracking it for about the last 10 years, suggests that only about 13% of employees across all levels of business, and this is a global stat, are fully engaged, which means that they really are being encouraged to be their best. 54% are simply what Gallup call enrolled, and they arrive on time and they leave on time and they do what they're told. Many of whom just want the job because they need the job and it's not easy to get another one.
Mm.
So they're not really adding any value besides doing their basic function, which means that 33%, the balance, are functionally disengaged. And, you know, if you take that being pretty much 87% of most workforces are not really working in a fully engaged environment. And that's got to be really poor indicator of poor business or suboptimal business performance.
So, Peter, what would you say then to a manager who's listening in about how best to deal with people in the organization and ensure that they are engaged and happy or dealing with their mental health in a good way at work?
Zinga, I think the first thing is to understand that businesses are managed, but people are led. And this means that if you're a manager, it does not mean that you're a leader. Leadership is a state of being, which says this is who I want to be, and it's a state of authenticity. And that for a manager to be authentically himself or herself requires consistency, and it requires a connection. If you understand the basics of leadership, it requires connection with the people you want to lead. It's about influence, not control. And it's about service and what you're doing to people in terms of not, I'm not talking about money here, but giving them opportunity, ideas, space, feedback, hope. And that's really what important roles of leadership are. And it's really important for leaders, for manager to become a leader. If they're not interested in people, then it's very difficult to be a leader and to really get the best out of a team. It requires that connection with your team to build a sense of trust, sense of common purpose, a sense of why I'm doing what I'm doing, and that I'm being treated fairly. I've got autonomy. My status is not undermined, and giving some certainty to the environment they're in, even if it is uncertain. It's all right these days for a manager or a leader to say, I don't know, because the world is so crazy and we're getting dealt so many new things every day that it's almost arrogant to think that you have all the answers for everything in today's world.
Yeah,
because the variables are changing so rapidly. Yeah. So I think leaders need to express that vulnerability, say, wow, here's something new and I don't know. What do you think? Mm. It immediately brings the team and builds that sense of that I'm valued in this team and I'm not just an object of labor. It requires us to step out and lead in the true sense of what leadership is.
Peter, I just want to talk about the benefits of having staff who feel seen and heard and connected with their manager, but also if I'm listening to the show now and I'm someone who's not in a managerial position, but I'm an employee and I'm trying to think about how to make sure that my mental health and that I'm happy in the office or I'm not bullied, I'm not experiencing the negative things you talked about, what's the best way to approach my manager about some of the issues that I may have?
Well, the key thing is to start trying to build a connection with the manager, which is a two-way street, I accept. But until such time as an employee feels valued and appreciated and understood, it's unlikely that their productivity is going to go up or their trust levels. And trust, the more trust leads to increased energy, which leads to increased commitment, which leads to increased creativity, which leads to increasing ability or desire to want to go the extra mile. So what does an employee do? Well, I guess it's a case of trying to connect with that leader. And if you cannot get any connection, and if there's no way you feel to get support in the organization or in your team, then there are some tough decisions that need to be made, because I think so often people are feel just boxed in and with no hope to go anywhere else. And I know it's a hard thing to say. Well, it's an easy thing to say, just get up and leave. But, you know, people need the work, need the jobs, and sometimes you do feel somewhat boxed in and stuck there. So the question you ask about what employees do, well, they have to do something, because it's just not good for your health if you don't. And if you can't get satisfactory answers, a connection with your manager of your team, then you need to either look to move or find somewhere else in the organization or elsewhere to go, because it's extremely difficult to, it's not going to be great for your health to continue living in a toxic environment.
All right. Peter Laban, the founder of a company called Lead with Humanity and the author of a new book called Leading with Humanity, joining me to talk mental health in the workplace, of course, as we wrap up Mental Health Awareness Month, which is October. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Nzinga.
Hot 102.7 Business with Nzinga.